الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الله سبحانه وتعالى He created mankind with His complete power and sent them to this world for a short period of time, temporarily, due to a purpose that Allah wants to test us. We are here not for the fun. This is not a holiday destination. And this is not the place of entertainment. Rather, this is a place for the trial and test. It is pity that we made this world as a place for relaxation. Ad-dunya darul mihn. This dunya, the world, is a place of trials for mihnat, for mashakkat, for work hard. Either we're going to be doing work hard for survival in the dunya, and at the same time, we have to struggle to survive for the akhirah. Either way, we have to work hard. If you want to progress and prosper in this dunya, you have to work hard. All the big professions that you can achieve, it's not possible without working hard. Same token, you can imagine about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how come you're going to progress and prosper on the day of judgment without working hard? Same Lord, who is giving the sustenance in this dunya, and who is the one who is going to grant us the paradise. So, this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made such. Our contract with our Lord is وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى that the trials and the difficulties and the happinesses will come and we will remain content. This is our contract with our Lord. Anyone who says shahada in the masjid, what you can ask him? آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيري وشري من الله تعالى. You know, then he at the end, you know, الآخر. Then he gonna say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. This means that he is declaring that now onward, all these trials gonna come, and I will be persistently obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another word, if there is happinesses are coming, one has to be shakir, shukr, alhamdulillah, Allah is giving me all the sustenance, all the blessings, Allah is showering upon me, and I am thankful. How one can be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the state of happinesses, if the person is attached with his Lord, how he can get attached with his Lord? By obeying Him. That's the way. You can show your attachment to your Lord that in the form of happinesses. Because a lot of times when the people have happinesses, they lose their control and they lose their attachment with their Lord. Very simple example, you know, there is a five-time Namazi, person is praying five times, regularly coming into the masjid. One day, his son is getting married. How are you going to act on the marriage ceremony? Will he continue following his Lord, or are he going to disobey? On that particular day, mix, you know, gatherings, you know, music, dancing. These things are very common. And this is not something, you know, you're going to see those people who are not praying. You know, those who are disobedient, fasik and fajr people. No, this is something happening. I see, you know, the people who are, you know, considered as religious people. Their marriages, if you go. And inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Sometime there are some places, even the masjid, they call that masjid, you know, but they make them as a community center. They turn into the community center. They allow everyone, every kind, every dress, everything, you know, every kind of mixing over there, they permit in those community centers. The purpose is now not to please Allah, to please ourselves. How are they going to get reward from Allah? How are they going to get reward from Allah? It's not possible. You are enjoying for yourself. You got a place, you know, you build a beautiful place. You're coming over there. And yes, you are praying over there, but at the side you have basketball, you have these games, you have barbecue parties, you have all kind of fun. That's masjid. Or it's an entertainment place. Community, happinesses. This is the place, it's the house of Allah. There we're going to come, and we're going to concentrate, and we're going to pray, and we're going to seek forgiveness, and we want to be successful on the day of judgment. And such places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He filled those places with the malaika. Angels come over here. You think the angels are going to come to your barbecue party? They're going to come to your basketball place? The angel is going to come because you are happy chatting with your, you know, other, even opposite sex over there. You're chatting over there and talking and talking and talking. The malaika are going to stay over there? Or they're going to run away? So this is the place. So when there is a happiness, the topic was that we need to show the shukra. But the same token, when there is some test and trials come, and, you know, the person is in difficulties, then he has to be also attached with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are you going to attach with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By sabr, patience. The problem came, no doubt. It's a problem. It's a big problem in your life. But is the Lord is different now? Same Allah, who's making the day, He's making the night. He's making the life, He's making the death. He's giving the richness, He's giving the poverty. You know, some people are born in east, some people are born in west. Some people are born attractive, some people are not attractive born. Different, you know, situation. Some people are healthy born, some people are not healthy born, some people are physically fit, others are not physically fit. So what is this going on? Why this is something happening like this? Is the poverty is punishment or it is a reward? Is the getting birth in Western countries is a punishment or this is a reward? You know, no. Just being poor or rich is not rewarding and punishment. You make it rewarding and you make it punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this as a trial. For example, if somebody born as a rich, what is the trial for rich? The trial for rich is that he has to utilize this money properly. Now this is a test for him. If he utilizes this money properly, you know, it is going to be rewarding for him. And the same money, if he is using to earn the sin, that's going to be punishment for him. Fir'aun, he was very rich and powerful. But do you think this richness gave him benefit or it was a punishment? Because he increased his sin because of the richness, because of the power, you know. There was a queen of King Harun named Zubaydah Khatun. She was a queen. One day, she realized that there are people who are suffering when they're going for Hajj. So there's no water supply over there. She demanded her husband, is it possible from Iraq, Arafah, you know, Farat, the river of Farat, to Arafah, can you make a canal? And the husband said, this is a challenge. You can ask any civil engineer today, he will tell you there is, you know, fields, there is mountains, there is deserts in the way, every kind of place is there. So how a canal has to, you know, have a level from Iraq until Arafah in Saudi Arabia, it was a great challenge. Then there was another problem, because the people going to be, you know, traveling through this canal inside, hiding themselves, so all the, you know, bad people, they're going to have opportunity. Plus, the water, if it's going, moving slowly, then it's going to get contaminated. So, many, many problems just making this canal. But since she wants to earn the good deeds, so alhamdulillah, she told her husband, and the husband eventually able to make, and many centuries, you know, the Hajjis, they used to drink this water, and they used, their animals used to drink this water. Even I myself, when I went to Arafah these days, I saw the canal remnants are still existing over there, and the local people told me that King Abdullah is thinking to start this canal one more time because it is really very useful. The level was such a way was established, you know, going through the mountains and going to the field, and the water is going over there. So same money that, you know, Pharaoh has, and then he used for the wrong purpose, and you know, the queen Zubaydah had the money and she used for the good purposes. So it is rewarding for her, and the same money is punishment for the other one. Today, our youth especially, they think, oh, I born and raised in America. It is their pride. Yes, this is a pride. You are in the land of opportunity. Alhamdulillah, you have a technology, you have so many things. No doubt, you know. You can talk and you can use, you know, all these resources throughout the world. If you want to do the dawah work, it's so easy from here to spread all over the world. No doubt, you know, there are many, many other, you know, opportunities that you have over here. But at the same time, you are in a place where, you know, it is too much stress that you can, how are you going to save your iman? How are your children going to save their iman? If we are not serious, we're going to lose our iman. So, if person is relaxing over here, enjoying and happiness is taking every opportunity over here, utilizing all these opportunities for his own gratification, so what's going to happen? Is born in Western life is an opportunity, is a land of opportunity, or this is something else? It's completely opposite. But if you utilize this place and these opportunities, these resources for the good cause, then where are you going to end up? You know, on the day of judgment, you're going to be considered special, because under these circumstances, when there are so many resources for you, so many attractions for you, but you was content with your Lord and you was working hard and you was practicing religion, and you eventually end up into the paradise. You know, you need double reward for that. So being in this country is a reward, and being in this country is punishment. So the things are not matter now. Like, for example, richness, I said, is a good thing. Now look at the poverty. Poverty is also a big, you know, rewarding thing. A lot of people, they think that poverty is means like a punishment. Yes, it's going to be punishment if when you are poor and you become mugger and stealer because of your poverty. And you say, look what I can do. I mean, I am poor. I can steal. I can go to any store. I can just put it into my bag because I'm poor. I can work for somebody. You know, I'm a poor guy. I don't have enough money. So what I'm going to do, I will take some merchandise and I will steal every day. And I will sell it to some other place. So this poverty is for the punishment. But at the same time, if you are content and you have a sabr in your life, being a poor, you know, and especially when the businesses are going up and down, people, they make very bad decisions. Oh, what I should do? I have to do a lot of business. Otherwise, my business is going down. You know, I have to start in selling the haram. Why? Because I am otherwise going to be poor. People is making a lot of money. You know, poverty. But mentally he's poor. Why? Because he wants more money. You know, so when somebody is greedy for more money, he's mentally poor guy. He has so many gas stations, but every gas station is full of a lot of business and alcohol and all this nonsense. So what you consider this guy? He is a poor guy mentally. So this guy, you know, is not in good shape. So these are the challenges that you see every day in yourself. You are going to get the job, you know. You think, oh, I am not getting a job. I'm sitting over here. And what should I do? There is an opportunity came that you have to transport alcohol or you have to make the bottles of alcohol. Last week somebody asked me this fatwa, can I make the bottles of alcohol? You know, I'm not selling alcohol. I'm just making the bottles. Is it permitted? I said, well, you are part of that. You know, he said, but I'm a poor guy, this is the business very easily available, but the other businesses I'm trying, I'm not getting. I said, this is what trial is, that you have to be patient. Pretty much every business you're going to see, there is halal business and there is a haram business. You have a challenge now that will you adopt the haram business instead of halal business? All of us, we have this challenge. Am I going to get a good job where I'm going to be have a good earning, or I'm going to have a job where I'm going to have a wrong money coming and I'm promoting the wrong businesses over there towards the sin I'm pushing people, you know, but the people have a gratification. So they said, okay, no problem. You know, so why this is all happening? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَابِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, he keep rotating such days among the human being. You're going to have happinesses, you're going to have sad days, you're going to have, you know, good and bad, all this. And you have to show yourself that how I am, you know. So the worry is going to come anyhow. Even if you are poor or if you are rich, the worry is going to come. Being rich is also worrisome. How? Because you have to save this money, you have to, you know, put into the bank, and then you're going to have to pay the taxes. You know, these are the tax days now. You know, the rich man, he is very sad these days. Oh, I earned such money, and now from my money, you know, the government is taking this much percentage. It's sad. It's a stress, you know. The rich is stressful, and the poor, because he's not getting money, so he is also stressful in his life. So the stress going to come, you know, the worry going to come. But you have to see what is exactly, is these problems are coming to you, is a test or this is a punishment. You must know that. You need to be smart for that. Test means when a test comes, you know, and you pass this test, what happened? The students usually, they get graduation, they get promoted, you know, they get reward, they get good jobs, good professions, you know. So same thing, our graduation day will be on the day of judgment. Then we're going to graduate over there. And what's going to happen over there? If we are successful, inshallah, we will go into the paradise. If we fail that graduation day, the test, you know, the result going to come, we're going to end up into the hellfire. That's a miserable place to go. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending this test to us. And the smart people, the intelligent people, You know, Ulul Albab people, what they do, they are smart, they know this test is coming from Allah. Like I mentioned, poverty is the test, richness is the test. You know, being sick is a test, and being, you know, fit as a health is a test. So all these things are tests, you know. It's not something, oh, I am lucky, I have this, this. No, you're not still lucky. You are lucky when you pass this test, you know. You're not lucky right now. Wait, you know, once you pass, yes, you're going to be lucky. Otherwise, people say, oh, I am rich, mashallah, I have a car, I have a house, I have a beautiful wife, everything nice, mashallah, and I'm enjoying my life completely. And then suddenly what's going to happen? Oh, I failed my test. That's not, you know, something nice. So what happened? The person, when he gets all this test and he remain in the form of shakir and sabir, you know, if the happinesses are coming and he's shakir, and if the anything problem comes, he's in patience and he's sabir, then he is passing the test. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent this test to the obedient people and disobedient people, mu'mineen and kuffar. Everyone is getting this challenge. So what happened? The mu'mineen, they're passing this test. And whenever there's a problem comes, you know, you have to increase your istighfar. If even if this is a test, you know, how are you going to pass this test? One, you're going to follow the Sharia. You're going to follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to follow the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're going to follow the rules and regulations of Islam. رَضِيُّتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّمْ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَمْ وَبِمُحَمَّدِ النَّبِيَّ. So this is the key. Always keep in your mind. I have this happiness coming. Am I رَضِيُّتُ بِاللَّهِ? You know, also I'm happy with the Rasulullah and I'm happy in the Islam jurisprudence. If you are following all these commandments and following the Islam and you are following the Rasulullah, this is test nice. Plus you have to do istighfar because we are not doing 100%. You know, we still have something wrong going on. We do some mistakes. So just when there is some problem, some percentage, you know, cover up this thing by doing istighfar. If you do this, you pass this test on the Day of Judgment. MashaAllah. It is rewarding. Go to paradise, enjoy forever. Never gonna come back. Other thing is, if the problems come, you know, and you are doing the sabr, and you're still saying, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا, in this situation, alhamdulillah, again, you pass them. So, another thing is, when the problems comes, and this is a punishment, so now, what happened? The person, he is sad, he is depressed, he is frustrated, he is away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not shakir at that time. You know, like he got the money and richness and all these things, he is not shakir. He get proudness, like Fir'aun. You know, same thing if he has poverty and other things and physical unfitness, in such situation, he start complaining at that time. So this means he's not sabir. So he's not shakir, he's not sabir, and he's not saying رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّمْ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَمْ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيَّ. This means this trial was punishment for him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending him all these trials, so he should be further away from Allah. Sometimes, you know, Allah is giving such a health, like Fir'aun. Fir'aun didn't get even headache all his life. Suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala catch him. Suddenly. So people who over here, especially in Western life, they think, you know, Allah is pleased with us. Allah is happy with us. That's why he's giving all the sustenance to us. No, my friend, this is not true. This is also a punishment could be possible. Because Allah is giving you more opportunity to commit sin and stay away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and carry the more burden upon you. Same, happy, you know. All the richness is coming, but it's a punishment now. And I mentioned before that how we're going to test? You need to test yourself that if the problem comes to me and I'm more attached with Allah, I'm more having رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّمْ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيَّ, that I am pleased, you know. So then this is a test for you to elevate your status And if this same situation comes to you and you start slacking in your prayers and your ibadat, and people are going to say, why are you not coming to the masjid? Oh, because I have worries these days. My business is having problem. That's why, you know, I am more working over there and not coming into the masjid. So this means it's a punishment. Allah is even pushing him away. Get away from me. Don't come to my house. You know, so this is something we have to know. What is the solution? The solution is istighfar. Either way, we have to do istighfar. More we do istighfar, inshallah, the punishment will change into, you know, rewarding. Same punishment, Allah will forgive us. You know, then it's a beautiful way. Number two, always content with your Lord. Razitu billahi rabban wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin nabiyya. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah and follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the Islam, you know. Oh, because I born here, what should I do? We have to survive in this country. And, you know, that's why most of the youth, they have a reason, you know. Oh, what should I do? I'm going to this school, I'm going to this job, and I have to survive over here. So it look like the Lord is different in West and East, you know. There's not two Lord, you know, only one Allah. So this is something, you know, Allah give us chance, and Allah, you know, make us a true Muslim. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.